感谢神，我们在这个主日的上午，我们一起来到神的圣殿当中，我们再一起来思想主的话语。
Praise the Lord, on the Sunday morning, we come into the temple of God to reflect on His word.
我们大家可以一起来读马太福音十三章五十三节到五十八节。
Let's start with scripture reading. Today we will read Matthew chapter 13, verse 53 to 58.
好，我们可以看到这个投影，我们可以一起来读。
Please follow along with the transparency.
马太福音十三章五十三节到五十八节，五十三节起，耶稣说完了这些比喻，就离开那里，来到自己的家乡。在会堂里教训人，甚至他们都稀奇，说这人从哪里有这等智慧和异能呢？这不是木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？他弟兄们不是叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？他妹妹们不是都在我们这里吗？这人从哪里有这一切的事呢？他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说，大凡先知除了本地本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。耶稣因为他们不信，就在那里不多行异能了。感谢神，我们神的话语先读到这里啊，我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，感谢、
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you that you've given us your word in the Bible.
愿圣灵带领我们能够思想明白圣经的话语。
May your Holy Spirit lead us so we can understand your word.
愿神的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，带领我们人生的方向。
May your word be a lamp upon our feet and a light upon our path. It will lead us in our ways.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus name. Amen.
我们今天继续来看马太福音十三章。
Today we continue our study of Matthew chapter 13.
我们刚才所读到的经文记载耶稣回到他的家乡拿撒勒。
The scripture we just read recorded that Jesus returned to his hometownNazareth.
当耶稣回到他家乡拿撒勒的时候呢，刚开始的时候，这个会堂里的人对耶稣还是称赞惊奇。
After he returned to his hometown Nazareth, in the beginning, all the hometown people, they were amazed at his wisdom.
但是啊，他们很快，他们对耶稣的态度发生了一个极大的一个翻转和改变。
Yet soon their attitude toward Jesus turned dramatically.
然后他们说，这不就是木匠的孩子吗？
And they said, isn't he the son of the carpenter?
他的母亲，他的弟弟妹妹们啊，都是很普通很平凡的人呢。
His mother, his brothers and sisters are all ordinary people.
然后他们甚至厌恶耶稣。
And they even hated Jesus.
所以在这短短几节经文当中，我们会看到他们对耶稣的态度啊，从一开始的称赞惊奇。
So in a few short verses, their attitude toward Jesus turned from amazement in the beginning.
到后来厌恶耶稣。
To hating Jesus in the end.
那么在路加福音同样的记载当中，记载了这些人他们要把耶稣从山崖上面，就是悬崖上面推下去，他们要杀死耶稣。
So the same thing is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, and it's recorded there that they even wanted to kill Jesus by pushing him off a cliff.
所以当我们思想这件事情之后，我们感到非常的震惊，是什么事情导致耶稣家乡的人，他们态度发生这么大的改变，恨耶稣啊，从一开始称赞耶稣，到后来恨耶稣。
So when we think about it, we may feel very surprised. So what happened that can turn their attitude toward Jesus so dramatically from being amazed to hating him?
恨耶稣到一个地步，要杀死耶稣，立刻就杀死。
They hated him to such an extent that they wanted to kill him.
耶稣在什么事情得罪了这些人呢？
Where did Jesus offend them?
耶稣在什么事情上伤害了这些人呢？
Where did Jesus hurt them?
但是这些人为什么恨耶稣恨到这个地步，就要杀死他，而且立刻就要杀死耶稣？
Why did they hate Jesus so much? They wanted to kill him immediately.
我们要找到这当中的原因，我们可以一起来看一下路加福音对同样这件事情的记载。
To find out the reason why, let's look at the Gospel of Luke.
这一段经历在马太、马可、路加三卷福音书里都有记载，其中路加福音的记载是最为详细的。
This event is recorded in all three synoptic gospels, Mark, Matthew, and Luke. And Luke had the most details.
我给大家把路加福音四章十四到三十节的经文，我给大家读一下。
Let me read Luke 4:14-30 to you.
路加福音四章十四到三十节，十四节，耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下，会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说，今日这经应验在你们耳中了。众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？耶稣对他们说，你们必引这俗语向我说，医生，你医治自己吧，我们听见你在加百农所行的事，也当行在你自己的家乡里。又说，我实在告诉你们，没有先知在自己的家乡被人悦纳的。我对你们说实话，当以利亚的时候，天地塞了3年零6个月，遍地有大饥荒。那时以色列中有许多寡妇，以利亚并没有奉差往他们一个人那里去，只奉差往西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇那里去。先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的，但内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个得洁净的。会堂里的人听见这话，都怒气填胸，就起来撵他出城。他们的城造在山上，他们带他到山崖，要把他推下去，他却从他们中间直行过去了。刚才这段经文是在路加福音的记载。
So that's the record in the Gospel of Luke.
在这段经文当中，可以更清楚的让我们看到是什么事情导致耶稣家乡的人从一开始对耶稣的称赞，到后来对耶稣的恨恶，甚至要杀死耶稣。
So from Luke's account, we can see why the attitude of the hometown people changed so dramatically from being amazed at Jesus to wanting to kill him.
当耶稣刚回到家乡的时候，毫无疑问他是受到大家的称赞的，所以他一来到会堂，他要念圣经，别人执事就把圣经递在他的手上。
When Jesus first returned, he was well received, and in the synagogue, people handed him the scroll.
耶稣就引用以赛亚书61:1-2的经文，耶稣就读到。
And Jesus read Isaiah chapter 61:1-2.
在路加福音4:18-23，圣经是这样记载，耶稣就开始读以赛亚书的经文。耶稣说， 主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？耶稣对他们说，你们必引这俗语向我说，医生，你医治自己吧，我们听见你在加百农所行的事，也当行在你自己的家乡里。那么耶稣在家乡的会堂开始读圣经。
So Jesus started by reading the book of Isaiah in the synagogue.
耶稣说，所读的圣经啊，是这样的意思，就是说将来要来一位救主。
So the scripture Jesus read says there will be a savior to come.
这位救主来了以后，要把福音传给贫穷的人。这个贫穷是指灵里面贫穷。
When he comes, he will proclaim the gospel to the poor. And here the poor refers to those who are poor in spirit.
然后让瞎眼的得看见，被掳的得释放，受压制的能够得自由。
So the blind will see and those oppressed will be set free.
这是大好的信息。
And he will proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
然后耶稣紧接着说，今天这个 预言就要应验了，就要成就了。
And then Jesus said, today,It has been fulfilled among you.
然后耶稣这个意思非常的清楚，他就是那个救主。
So Jesus was very clear that he himself was the Savior.
他就要来成就这个旧约的预言，他就要来应验旧约的预言，他就是救主。
So he came to fulfill the prophecy of the Old Testament, and he is the Savior.
当人们听到耶稣宣告这样一个大好的消息的时候，我们会有什么样的反应？
And when people heard Jesus' proclamation, if it's you, how would you react?
我们不妨试想一下。
Let's imagine.
如果我就是那个瞎眼的人。
If I am the blind.
我每时每刻我心里想，有一天我如果能够看见，那该多好啊。
And every single moment, I'm thinking, if one day I can see, how good will it be?
如果我就是那个被罪和死亡压制的奴隶，压制到绝望，我每天每时每刻我都在想，如果哪一天我能够得自由该多好。
If I am a slave oppressed by sin and death, then every single moment I'm thinking, if one day I can be set free, how good will it be?
如果我就是那个啊，被患难、贫穷各样的这种艰难压制的，都要绝望的人，喘不过气来的人，我每时每刻都在想，要有一位来拯救我，把我从这当中拯救出来，该多好啊！
If I am oppressed by suffering and difficulty into despair, then I would think, if one day I can be saved, how good will it be?
啊，或者用一个最直接的一个比喻，就是我掉到水里，我要淹死了。
To use a more direct example, if I fall into water, I'm about to drown.
拼命的抓，拼命的抓，在临淹死最后那一刻，我拼命的抓，我心里想，要有一位把我拉上去，该多好啊！
I'm struggling in water. I'm about to drown. And I would think, if somebody can drag me out of the water, how good will it be?
如果我就是这样的人，你就是这样的人。
If I am in such a state, if you are in such a state.
我们听见有一位宣告说，他现在就可以拯救我们，现在就可以把我们从绝望当中、死亡当中拯救出来。
And now we hear somebody proclaim that right now he can save us from our despair, from our death.
我们会有什么样的反应？
How will we react?
我想要是我的话，我第一个我冲到他面前，我跪下，我说现在你就怜悯我，你现在就救我，我要死了。
If it were me, I will come to that person and bow down and say, save me now, for I am about to die.
我每时每刻我都盼着这个时刻的来临。
Every single moment, I hope for this moment.
我会冲到他的面前，我会一下子抓住他，不让他溜走，我会不顾一切的，我就开口，你现在就怜悯我，你现在就拯救我，因为我要死了。
I will rush to him and hold on to him, for I don't want him to leave. I will say, save me right now.
我不会管他，你是木匠的儿子还是裁缝的儿子。
I wouldn't care if he's the son of a carpenter or a son of a tailor.
我不会管他，你的妈妈叫什么，你的弟弟妹妹是怎样的人，我不管，我不在乎这些。
I wouldn't care about his mother's name or what kind of people his sisters and brothers are. I don't care about those things.
因为我是一个绝望的人，我是一个活不下去的人，我要被拯救，我要被医治。
For I am so desperate, I couldn't live anymore. I want to be healed. I want to be saved.
我只会有一个反应，我不顾一切的，我冲到他的面前。你现在就拯救我，像你说的那样，你现在就怜悯我。像你说的那样。
And there's only one thing I want to do. I would just rush to him, and without regard for anything else, I would say, "Save me right now."
我们再看耶稣家乡的人，在会堂里的人，他们是怎样的反应
？Now let's look at the reaction of those people in the synagogue in Jesus' hometown.
他们定睛看耶稣。
They fixed their eyes on Jesus.
上下打量。
And they looked him up and down.
这不就是那个木匠的儿子吗？
Isn't he the son of the carpenter?
这不就是我们看着长大的那个年轻人吗？
Didn't we see him grow up?
他的父亲不就是那个木匠？他的妈妈，他的弟弟妹妹不就是住在我们村里，那群最普通的人，是这些平凡的人吗？
Isn't his father the carpenter? His mother and his brothers and sisters live among us very ordinary lives.
他们讲这样的话
That's what they said.
这口气太大了吧
How arrogant.
他有病
He said, he's sick.
他癫狂了
He's crazy.
他自己的病要先治一下
He needs to heal himself.
你在别的地方你好像是做过一些事情
Maybe you've done some miracles in other places.
你在我们眼前你再做一下
Now perform a miracle in front of us.
我们看一下
Let us see.
我们再来看是否相信你。
Then we will decide whether to believe you.
他们是这样的反应。
That's their reaction.
我们试想一下，如果现在站在我们面前的就是世界上最好的医生。
Let's imagine if the best doctor is standing before us right now.
我们来到他的面前只会有两种反应。
We come to him, there can be two kinds of reactions.
一种就是扑倒在面前，医生救我，救我，我要死了，或者我的孩子要死了，救我。
One is to bow down and cry out, save me, save us, I'm about to die, or my children are about to die.
还有一种就是，我看一下你的毕业证书先。
The other is, let me look at your diploma first.
我看一下你的资格证书先。
Let me check your qualifications.
你先治几个病让我看一下。
Heal a few people to show your skills to me.
我再来决定我怎样来对待你。
Then I'll decide how to treat you.
为什么这两种反应这么差别这么大呢？
Why is there such a big difference between those two reactions?
答案很简单，对不对？
The answer is quite simple.
第一种人知道自己是病人。
The first kind of people know that they are sick.
第一种人知道自己要死了。
They know they are about to die.
第一种人知道他要活，现在这一位能够救他。
They know they want to live, and only this person can save them.
第二种人不认为自己是病人。
The second kind of people don't consider themselves sick.
或者不认为自己得了什么太严重的病，早一点晚一点无所谓嘛。
They don't think that they are in serious trouble, and they don't care about whether healing comes early or later.
所以他们说，诶，你让我们看到点证据先。
That's why they says, show me some evidence first.
我也不是急得要马上要病死的人。
I'm not in a hurry. I'm not about to die.
当耶稣说他来要应验旧约的预言，让那瞎眼的得看见，让那被掳的得释放，让那受压制的得自由。当耶稣讲这样话的时候。
When Jesus said he came to fulfill the prophecy of the Old Testament and to set free the oppressed and to heal the blind and to let the sinners be saved.
啊，如果会堂里的人他们真的看自己是瞎眼的，是绝望的，是被压制的，没有自由的奴隶，他们会不顾一切的来到耶稣面前说，我们一直在盼望这个时刻的到来，这是大好的消息，我们现在就要你的怜悯和医治。
If those in the synagogue truly consider themselves as the blind, the oppressed, the slaves, and they would have come to Jesus and said, save us, for we need your salvation.
但是对于那些并不觉得自己是瞎眼的人，并不觉得自己是被掳的罪和死亡的奴隶。
But for those who don't consider themselves blind, who don't consider themselves as slaves, as being oppressed by death and sin,
他们会定睛看耶稣。
They will look Jesus up and down.
上下打量啊、哦，然后这不就是木匠的儿子吗
？And say, isn't he the son of the carpenter?
讲这样的话什么意思啊
？What does he mean by what he said?
我们也没有瞎眼，我们也没有被压制，我们也不是奴隶。
We are not blind, we are not slaves, and we are not oppressed.
他疯了。
He's crazy.
他的病要先治一下。
He needs to heal himself first.
他想让我们相信他的话，他先别的地方我们听说他做了一些事情，在我眼前做一下，让我们看一下。
He wants us to believe him. We heard that he did some miracles in other places.Show those skills to us first.
他们这些话在他们心里想，他们口里没有说出来。
Those are their thoughts. They didn't say them.
但是耶稣能够知道人的心。
But Jesus could see their hearts.
耶稣就说：“好了，你们不说出来，我代替你们说出来，你们心里想的话。”
And Jesus said, "You didn't say those words out loud. I will say them for you."
啊，所以这就是路加福音四章二十三节。耶稣对他们说，你们必引这俗语向我说，医生你医治自己吧，我们听见你在加百农所行的事，也当行在你自己的家乡里。
That's why in Luke 4:23 Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself, do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.
耶稣知道人的心，
Jesus knew their hearts.
耶稣知道他们的心，他们想要什么，他们想看什么。
Jesus knew what they wanted and what they wanted to see.
但是他们想要的，他们想看的，耶稣没有给他。
Yet Jesus didn't give them what they wanted and or what they wanted to see.
然后耶稣接下来说的话，深深的激怒了他们，他们就怒气填胸啊。
And what Jesus said afterwards provoked them so violently that they were filled with rage.
啊，我相信当耶稣说出他们的心声，就说，哎，医生呐、啊，你医治自己吧，然后你行几个神迹，你在别的地方行的神迹，让我们看一下。当耶稣讲这样的话的时候
，When Jesus spoke what's in their hearts, saying, "Physician, heal yourself and do some miracles among us."
他们心里可能很，哎，看一下，他要行两个神迹了，让我们看一下。
And first they thought, "Okay, he's going to perform some miracles."
但是他们哪里想，耶稣讲的话深深的激怒了他们。
But then they were deeply provoked by what Jesus said.
啊，我们来看耶稣接下来说的话怎样的激怒他们。
Let's see what Jesus said afterwards.
耶稣就引用旧约的经文说。以利亚和以利沙的这个事迹。
Jesus quoted the Old Testament examples of Elijah and Elisha.
啊，OK，我们可以看到这里。 在列王记上十七章是这样记载的，我给大家简单的述说一下。
It's recorded in 1 Kings 17.
在先知以利亚的时代，那个时候以色列人全部都堕落了，灵性上的堕落，他们拜外邦的假神偶像，拜巴利。
At the time of Elijah, the Israelites, they started worshipping idols.
以利亚，先知以利亚就严厉地指责以色列人的罪。
Elijah rebuked the sins of the Israelites.
上帝命令以利亚祷告，让天不下雨，这个天就三年零六个月不下雨。
God commanded Elijah to pray that there won't be any rain for three and a half years. And Elijah did, and that's what happened.
所以天不下雨就没有粮食啊，大家没有东西吃。
And because of the drought, then there's a famine.
以利亚也没有粮食吃。
And there's no food for Elijah either.
上帝就让以利亚去到一个外邦的寡妇那里去。
So God sent Elijah to a widow among the Gentiles.
在那个时候，事实上在以色列当中就有很多的寡妇，但是上帝没有让先知以利亚去到以色列的寡妇当中去。
At the time, there were many widows among the Israelites, but God didn't send Elijah to any of them.
上帝让以利亚去到一个外邦的寡妇那里，上帝借着这个寡妇给了以利亚食物，以利亚就有吃的了。
And God sent Elijah to a widow among the Gentiles, and there Elijah was fed.
然后上帝也借着先知以利亚祝福了那个外邦的寡妇，让他死去的儿子从死里复活。
Through Elijah, God also blessed the widow, and Elijah resurrected the widow's dead son.
这就是耶稣引用的这样的一件事情。对以色列民来说，他们非常的熟悉这件事情。
That's one example Jesus quoted. It's very familiar to the Israelites.
尤其是对这些来到会堂里的人，他们都是这个读圣经的人，他们都是信仰上帝的人，他们从小到大都非常的熟悉旧约的圣经。
Especially to those who come to the synagogues, for they were well trained in the scripture.
那么耶稣接下来又说了先知以利沙的一件事情。
Next, Jesus quoted the example of prophet Elisha.
那么这件事情就是先知以利沙医治了这个外邦的一个大元帅乃曼的大麻风的事情。
It's about how Elisha healed Naaman of his leprosy.
那么当时在以色列民当中也有很多长大麻风的，但是以利沙全部都没有医治，上帝没有让以利沙去医治以色列民当中长大麻风的。
At the time, there were many people among Israelites who were with leprosy, but God didn't let Elisha heal any of them.
上帝却让先知以利沙去医治了一个外邦的一个大元帅乃曼，医治了他的大麻风。
Yet God commanded Elisha to heal this Gentile general Naaman of his leprosy.
当耶稣讲这两件事情的时候，坐在会堂里的人，他们都是以色列人。
After Jesus quoted those two examples, the one in his hearing were all Israelites.
或者说他们具体点，他们都是拿撒勒人，耶稣家乡的人。
They were all Nazareth from Jesus' hometown.
他们愿不愿意听到这两件事情呢？
Do they want to hear those two examples?
他们可能是最不愿意听到这两件事情，这是他们最不愿意提起的。上帝把恩典临到外邦人，却不怜悯以色列人，却不医治以色列的长大麻风的，却不看顾以色列民当中的寡妇。
Those two probably the two least favorable examples they wanted to hear, because they show that God showed favor to the Gentiles and to heal theGentile generals and blessed the Gentile widow and withheld his favor to the Israelites.
耶稣就要讲这两件事情讲出来。
Yeah, that's exactly what Jesus wanted to say to them.
那个外邦的寡妇，她是何等的敬畏神。
How the Gentile widow was God-fearing.
她宁愿自己和自己的儿子都饿死，他要把最后的一点面一点油要做成饼，让上帝的先知以利亚先吃。
She'd rather herself and her son starve to death and save the last bit of flour and oil for God's prophet Elijah.
这个外邦的寡妇看先知以利亚，她不是看外貌的。
This Gentile widow didn't judge Elijah by his appearance.
那个时候先知以利亚是个什么样的形象啊？
At the time, what's Elijah's appearance?
没有饭吃的流浪汉呢。
He's like a homeless man, and he's a starving homeless man.
没有到处飘荡，就是一个流浪汉，没有饭吃。
He's wandering around, homeless, and he's starving.
但是这个外邦的寡妇，并不是说，你这个样子怎么可能是被上帝使用的人？怎么可能是被上帝兴起的先知？这个寡妇不看呢，不看外表。
And this widow didn't say, "Look at you. How can you be used by God?" When you appear like this, for she didn't judge Elijah by his appearance.
然后他就仅仅因着敬畏神，他用一种舍命的精神，不仅舍自己的命，也舍自己儿子的命，用一种舍命的精神来服侍这个上帝的先知，这个流浪汉呢。
Because she feared the Lord, and she's willing to serve Elijah, while she's denying herself and her son the last bit of food.
这个外邦的寡妇可以说在当时是一个社会地位非常低的人，尤其是在以色列心中，她是个寡妇，尤其还是个外邦人，她是一个社会地位阶层很低的人。
And we can say that this Gentile widow has the lowest social status among all the people.
那么耶稣马上又说，当时还有一个外邦的元帅，他也被以色列的先知以利沙医治了。
Then Jesus quoted another example about how Elisha healed the Gentile general.
那这个外邦的元帅他就是地位很高的人了。
This Gentile general is among the highest in terms of social status.
而且他是亚兰国的元帅，他是战胜国，亚兰国把以色列人是打败了的，他是战胜国的元帅。
And he's from the nation, he's from Syria, and they conquered the Israelites.
然后一个战胜国的大元帅居然来到一个战败国去求一个老人，你治我的病，你医治我。
So he's the general of the conquering nation, yet he came to Elisha and asked for him to heal him.
然后这个老人居然见都不见他一面。一个战败国的一个老人居然见都不见这个大元帅一面了。
And Elisha was an old man from the defeated nation, yet he refused to see Naaman.
只说了一句话，让仆人传话，你到河里去洗七次。
He only sent his servant to Naaman and asked him to wash in River Jordan seven times.
我们试想一下，如果我们是乃曼，我们听到这样的话，我们是怎么反应呢？
Think about it. If we were Naaman, how would we react to what Elisha said?
我们可能就要么就回去了哈，要么就做一些怒气当中做的事情。
And probably we would either return or do something in our rage.
但这个乃曼他居然就到河里去洗七次啊。
Yet Naaman listened to Elisha and washed himself seven times in River Jordan.
而且是公开的，当着所有的人，当着他手下的那些军人，当着外邦的这些被战胜的这些可以说殖民地的人。
And he did it in public, in front of his subordinates and in front of the Israelites, those from the defeated nation.
所以耶稣又说了这个乃曼，你看这个地位这么高的人，他看这个以色列的先知以利沙，他不看外表的。
So Jesus quoted the example of Naaman. He's from such a high social status, yet he didn't judge Elisha based on his appearance.
他就顺服。
He obeyed.
他就谦卑。
He humbled himself.
因为他知道我是得了这个病，我要死了。
For he knew, I'm sick, I'm about to die.
他就跑到河里去把自己洗七次啊。
So he washed himself seven times in the river.
所以耶稣讲这两件事情，耶稣的意思非常的清楚，对不对？
So in those two examples, Jesus was very clear about their meaning.
耶稣知道这些人的心，你们是怎么看我的？
Jesus knew their hearts. He knew how they saw him.
你们看我是木匠的孩子，你们看我出生在一个贫苦的家庭，你们就是看到我这些。
And he's thinking, you see me as the son of a carpenter. You see me as someone from a poor family.
你们想想，你们要想想，那个外邦的寡妇怎样看上帝的先知，那个外邦的大元帅怎样看上帝的先知，一个最低的，一个最高的，他们怎么看上帝的先知？
Think about the Gentile widow. Think about the Gentile general. One from the lowest social status, one from the highest social status.And how they treated the prophets.
那些会堂里的人，他们是非常熟悉圣经的。
The people in the synagogue were very familiar with the scripture.
但是非常奇怪的就是，他们没有人听明白耶稣讲这两个例子的意思是什么。
Yet surprisingly, none of them understood the meaning of Jesus' examples.
但是我们今天我们对圣经没有他们那么熟悉，但是哎，我们就看明白了耶稣讲这两个例子的意思到底是什么意思啊。
Compared to them, we are not as familiar with the Bible, yet we can understand the meaning of Jesus' examples.
那什么让他们看不见呢？
What blinded them?
他们的骄傲，他们的自以为意。
Their arrogance and their self-righteousness.
我们又不瞎。我们又不是奴隶，我们又不是被压制的人。
They thought, we are not blind, we are not oppressed, we are not slaves.
这，我们是以色列人，我们外邦人那都是猪狗一样的人，我们怎么能够跟他们比？他们气死了。
And they thought, we are Israelites, those Gentiles are like pigs and dogs. How can you compare us to them?
那个怒气填胸啊。
So they were filled with rage.
不是他们不熟悉圣经。
It's not that they are not familiar with the scripture.
是他们的骄傲，他们的自以为意，蒙蔽了他们的眼睛。
For they are blinded by their arrogance and self-righteousness.
他们，上帝来到他们面前，他们认不出来。
God came before them, yet they couldn't recognize him.
他们自己的本相，他们看不到。
They couldn't see their true self.
他们的本相是什么？他们就是瞎眼的，他们确实是瞎眼了。
So in truth, they were blind.
他们确实是被罪和死亡的奴隶压制着。你看他们做的事情是什么事情？他们要杀死耶稣。
They were enslaved by sin and death. Look at what they wanted to do. They wanted to kill Jesus.
他们的心确实是被最邪恶的罪在驱使着，在驱赶着。他们确实是这样的光景。
They were driven by most wicked sin in their hearts.
耶稣说了什么话得罪了他们？
What did Jesus say that offended them so much?
耶稣宣布的是大好的信息。
Jesus proclaimed the best news.
他们用审视的眼睛来看上帝。
Yet they were judging Jesus.
耶稣告诉他们得拯救的办法，以前那个外邦的寡妇怎样得了拯救，那个乃曼怎样得了拯救，耶稣告诉他们得拯救的办法。
Jesus told them how to be saved using the example of the Gentile widow and the Gentile general.
敬畏神呐。
Fear God.
谦卑舍己。
Humble yourself, deny yourself.
他们都看不到，都听不到。
Yet they couldn't see and they couldn't hear.
他甚至要杀死耶稣。
They even wanted to kill Jesus.
你说他们不是罪的奴隶是什么？
Aren't they the slaves of sin?
他们就是这样的光景。
That's how they are.
耶稣是木匠的儿子，没有错。
Indeed, Jesus is the son of a carpenter.
耶稣也是万王之王。
Yet he is the king of kings.
所以耶稣就让他们把他带到这个悬崖边上。
So Jesus let them drive him to the edge of the cliff.
但是耶稣最后从他们中间直行就走出去了。
Yet afterwards, Jesus just walked right through them.
耶稣因为他们的不信，就不在那里再行什么神迹了。
Because of their unbelief, Jesus didn't perform many miracles among them.
这是多么遗憾的事情！
What a pity!
这些人应该是跟耶稣最亲近的人。
Those people are supposed to be closest to Jesus.
这些人应该是最爱耶稣的一群人。
They're supposed to love Jesus the most.
但上帝却离开他们。
Yet God departed from them.
上帝在他们中间再不行任何的神迹了。
God didn't perform any miracle among them.
今天像这样的一群人在什么地方呢？
Today, where are people like those?
一群本应该最认识神的人，一群本应该跟上帝最亲密的人，这样的人今天在什么地方呢？
Those who are supposed to know God the most, those who are supposed to be closest to God, where are they?
这些人在教会里。
They are in the church.
这些人是认识神的人，也是读圣经的人，也是来到教会当中，来到会堂当中的人。
They know God, they read the Bible, and they come to church.
这样的人要警醒。
They need to be alert.
我们再看一处圣经，我们一起来读一下马太福音13:57。
Let's read Matthew 13:57.
好，我们大家看到一起来读马太福音13:57起，他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说：“大凡先知，除了本地本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。”那么。耶稣说的这句话非常的清楚，就是真正神所兴起的先知往往是被那些就是本应该最认识他，本应该最跟他亲近的那些人，往往是被这些人所排斥所拒绝的人。
Jesus was very clear about what he said. The prophets God raised often were rejected by those who knew them the most.
为什么会是这样呢？
Why is that the case?
因为真正神所兴起的先知，他不讨好人。
For the prophets raised by God, they don't try to earn favor from others.
耶稣来到会堂当中，给他家乡的人讲的话，跟这些会堂的人他们希望听到的话不一样。
Jesus went to the synagogue and preached a message that doesn't match the expectation of those who come to the synagogue.
不是这一次。如果我们看四卷福音书，你看不到有任何地方耶稣讲话仅仅就是为了讨好人的，没有。
Not just that one time. If we read the four gospels, we couldn't find a single time where Jesus was trying to please the crowd.
所以真正被神所使用的人，被神所兴起的先知，那总为什么被人拒绝呢？尤其是被他家乡跟他亲近的人拒绝，因为他不讨好这些人。
So why are prophets truly raised by God were often rejected by people closest to them? Because they don't try to earn favor from others.
然后这些人就说，好啊，你不讨好我，我们杀死你。
And those people said, oh, you don't want our favor? Then we will try to kill you.
耶稣对他的门徒是这样说。
This is what Jesus said to his disciples.
我给大家读一下，在约翰福音15:18-19，还有23-25，我给大家来读一下。
Let me read you John 15:18-19 and 23-25.
18节，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。恨我的也恨我的父。我若没有在他们中间行过别人未曾行的事，他们就没有罪。但如今连我与我的父他们也看见也恨恶了。这要应验他们律法上所写的话，他们无故的恨我。耶稣讲的这番话最后说，这些人无故的恨主耶稣，也会看上去好像无缘无故的去恨耶稣的门徒。
So from what Jesus said, he concluded they hated me without reason.
如果我们就是 来思想耶稣回到家乡，在家乡的会堂里发生这件事情。如果我们不仔细思想，不是圣灵带领我们，我们也会看见这些人莫名其妙啊，这些人为什么要杀死耶稣啊？
When we read the account of what happened when Jesus returned to his hometown, and we may think, oh, why did they want to kill Jesus? There's no reason for it.
耶稣也没有伤害他们任何人。耶稣是宣布大好的消息。耶稣告诉他们，你们怎么样可以得拯救。
Jesus didn't hurt anyone. He proclaimed the good news to them. He told them how to be saved.
但这些人要杀死耶稣。
Yet those people wanted to kill Jesus.
这些耶稣说，这些看上去好像是无故在恨耶稣啊。
So it looks like they hated Jesus for no reason.
但是圣灵如果带领我们，我们如果真正的认识神，我们思想神的话语，我们就知道这些人为什么要杀死耶稣，为什么要恨耶稣。
But if we are guided by the Holy Spirit, if we truly know God, then we will see why they wanted to kill Jesus.
骄傲，自以为义。
Their arrogance and their self-righteousness.
使徒保罗在加拉太书一章十节是这样说。
Apostle Paul says in Galatians 1:10.
我给大家读一下加拉太书一章十节。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。所以真的先知为什么总是被人拒绝？因为他不讨好人。
So why do true prophets rejected by most people and for they don't try to earn favor from others?
还有因为他们传的信息也不讨好人，也是人不爱听的信息。
And they also don't try to earn favor with their messages.
无论是旧约的先知还是主耶稣道成肉身的上帝，他自己还是耶稣的兴起的使徒，耶稣的门徒。
Regardless the prophets from the Old Testament or Jesus himself or Jesus disciples,
他们总是告诉人世人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
They always tell people all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
他们总是说人要认罪悔改。
They always say you need to repent.
他们总是说我们要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从耶稣。
They always say you need to deny yourself and carry your cross to follow Jesus.
他们总是说你们要爱上帝超过一切，超过你们在这地上的一切的亲人，一切的事物，你们要爱上帝。
They always say you need to love God more than you love anything in this world.
其次，你们也要爱人如同爱自己。
And secondly, you need to love your neighbor as yourself.
他们传递的这些信息，人不喜欢听。
The message they preached are not favorable to other people.
人们喜欢听的信息是，上帝，你要爱我。
What people wanted to hear is that God loves me.
上帝当然爱我们。
Of course, God loves us.
但上帝对我们的爱，最大、最高的爱是在哪里显示出来呢？
But how did God's love to us manifest?
在十字架上显明出来。
On the cross.
上帝担负我们的罪，道成肉身的上帝担负我们的罪，被钉在十字架上。
The God incarnate bore our sin, and He was crucified on the cross.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
He died, he was buried, and on the third day he's raised again.
这是上帝对我们最大的爱，向我们在十字架上显明出来。
That shows us the greatest love God has for us.
但是很多的时候，我们对这样的爱，我们不感兴趣。
Yet oftentimes we're not interested in that kind of love.
哎，上帝，你让我中一次大奖，那说明你爱我。
He said, let me win the lottery. That shows that you love me.
他们误解了上帝的爱。
And people misunderstood the love of God.
所以真正神所兴起的先知传递的信息，上帝爱罪人，上帝爱世人的信息。
So the true messages preached by the prophets used by God,
他们传递的信息告诉世人怎样真正的得救，怎样可以真正的得到永生，这样的信息。
Those messages tell us how to be saved.
但是这些信息其实不讨好人，人不喜欢，或者觉得我不需要这样的信息。
But those messages are not pleasing to people, for people don't think they need such messages.
所以这就是耶稣说的，就是先知在自己的家乡啊，总是被拒绝。就是为什么会这样？因为第一，先知他自己的使命就不是讨好人的。
That's why Jesus said, "It's in their hometown the prophets are without honor, for those prophets don't try to please people."
第二就是这真正神所兴起的先知，他们传递的信息也不是讨好人的信息。
And secondly, the messages those prophets preach are not pleasing to people.
当然，如果我们真的认罪悔改，我们接受这样的信息。
Of course, if we truly repent and confess our sins, then we will receive those messages.
那我们就是真正蒙福的人，真正知道上帝何等的爱我们。
Then we will be truly blessed and understand how much God loves us.
主耶稣和这个世界上人类历史当中任何一个人都不一样。
Jesus is different from any other person in history.
主耶稣所说的话总是引起人们最激烈的反应。
And the words of Jesus often cause the most violent reaction.
我们看到今天的经文，我们会看到耶稣所说的话让这些人非常的气愤，非常的激怒他们。
And today, we could see how Jesus enraged those people with his words.
这些人甚至立刻就要杀死耶稣。他说这个人我们不仅仅是要把他赶走，就这个人现在就要死。
And those people even wanted to kill Jesus immediately.
啊，耶稣说的话，有的时候人们会害怕、恐惧、战惊。
Sometimes the words of Jesus will cause fear among people.
耶稣说的话，有的时候人们一听到，就说这话甚难，谁能信？走了，转眼就走了。
Sometimes after hearing the words of Jesus, people would say, "That's so difficult. How can we do that?" Then people would turn away.
没有任何一个人在耶稣所讲的话的面前，他们好像心里没有受到巨大的冲击，他们好像很轻松，很平静的。
Nobody could stay relaxed and at peace after hearing Jesus' words.
他们不会说，这个年轻人说的不错哦，有点道理哦。
People wouldn't say, "Oh, he spoke well, and it's reasonable."
他们绝对不会用这种态度来对耶稣的话做出反应。他们说，听一下，有点意思。
That's not how people react to Jesus' words. I'm saying, let's hear it. Oh, it's interesting.
这就是当时那些希腊雅典的人，他们听到真神上帝的一些事情，他们就是说说而已，有点意思啊，闲谈一下。
That's how the Athenians reacted to the words of God. He said, "Interesting, let's hear it."
但是使徒保罗对他们说：“你们这些人，你们不认识真神上帝，你们一直都在拜假神偶像。”
Yet Apostle Paul told them, "You don't know the true God. You are worshiping idols."
主耶稣基督来到这个世界上，给这个世界带来最大最大的震动，给在人的心里产生最大最大的冲击。
Jesus came into this world and shook up the world, and what he said really changed people's hearts.
圣经说耶稣来到世界上就像光来到黑暗当中。
The Bible tells us Jesus came into the world as a light is shown into darkness.
试想一下，有一个常年黑暗的房间，没有灯，没有光明，常年黑暗的房间。
Think about a room that's dark for many, many years.
人们在这个房间里生活。
People were living in this room.
突然这个门打开，一道光照进来，这些人会有什么样的反应呢？
Suddenly the door opened and the light shines in. How do people react?
他们会非常的不习惯，非常的不适应，他们会惊慌，他们会有非常剧烈的反应，他们 接受不了，因为他们在黑暗当中的日子太久了。
And people won't get used to light, and they will react violently, for they've been living in darkness for so long.
不可能有一个人一直在黑暗当中的人看到 一道光照进来说，哎，有点意思啊，这挺好玩的哈。
It's impossible for someone who's living in darkness for many, many years to say, oh, there's light, it's interesting.
今天我们看到一群本来应该是最蒙福的人。
Today we see a group of people who are supposed to be most blessed.
道成肉身的上帝在他们中间从一个小孩一点点长大。
The God incarnate grew up among them.
他们跟主耶稣在一起有最长的时间。
They spent the most time with Jesus.
就是耶稣家乡的人，拿撒勒人。
They were in Jesus' hometown.
他们本来应该是最蒙福的人。
They were supposed to be the most blessed.
但是他们却成了很非常非常悲惨可惜的人。
Yet, they end up in a pitiable place.
上帝离开他们，因为他们的不幸，上帝在他们当中再不做任何事情了。
God departed from them, and because of their unbelief, God didn't perform any miracles among them.
这个木匠的儿子
The son of a carpenter
上帝的独生爱子
The only begotten son of the holy God
回到自己在地上的家乡
He returned to his hometown on earth
传天国的福音传拯救的福音
He preached the gospel of the kingdom and he preached the gospel of salvation
但他接受到的反应是人们的仇恨
Yet what he received was the hatred of other people.
因为这些人是何等的自以为意，何等的骄傲。
How arrogant, how self-righteous of those people.
圣经说，人真正拒绝福音，人真正拒绝主耶稣，只有一个原因。
The Bible tells us there's only one reason for people to reject God, to reject the gospel.
我们一起来读一下哥林多后书十章五节我们可以看到这个投影我们一起来读
Let's read together 2 Corinthians 10:5
我们看到我们一起来读哥林多后书十章五节起将各样的计谋各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了又将人所有的心意夺回使他都顺服基督这段圣经告诉我们我们在传福音传主耶稣基督的福音事实上我们到底在做什么
This verse tells us when we preach the gospel what we are truly doing
我们的目的是让人信服耶稣基督顺服主耶稣基督
Our purpose is to bring people into obedience to Jesus Christ
这里有各样的拦阻就是人心里有各种各样的原因拦着他不让他来认识耶稣不让他来信耶稣
In the process there are all kinds of barriers preventing people from believing in Jesus
但是这各样的拦阻各样的原因最后却总结成一个词
Yet we can summarize all kinds of barriers in one phrase
自高之事
That sets itself up.
人要抬高自己。
People wanted to lift themselves up.
人自己要做上帝。
And people want to be God themselves.
这就是在亚当夏娃他们所犯的罪，在伊甸园里所犯的罪，一直以来人心里的罪性就是我们要和神一样，我们要做神。
That's the sin committed by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and that's in our sinful nature. We want to be God ourselves.
我们为什么骄傲？我们为什么自以为意？
Why are we arrogant? Why do we feel self-righteous?
我们为什么拒绝耶稣？我们为什么不要有一个主？我的头上不要有一个主。
Why do we reject Jesus? Why don't we want a Lord?
因为我要做主。
For I want to be Lord myself.
我可能做不了别人的主，但是至少我要做我自己的主。
Maybe I cannot be the Lord of somebody else, but I want to be the Lord of myself.
这就是人的自高，人的骄傲，人总是要高抬自己。
That's how people lift themselves up. That's the arrogance of people.
这其实也是人生命悲剧的一个源泉。
That's also the reason of human tragedy.
上帝抵挡骄傲的人。
God rejected those arrogant people.
我们要思想一下，上帝如果被上帝抵挡，是多么可怕的事情。
Think about it. If God is against you, how terrible would it be?
啊，今天愿圣灵的光照到我们每个人的心里。
Today, may the light of the Holy Spirit shines in the heart of everyone.
让我们不凭外貌，不按这个世界的眼光来认识主耶稣基督和他所传的福音。
So we will not judge Jesus Christ and his gospel based on outward appearance.
让我们心里被圣灵所光照，真正从属灵的眼光来思想主耶稣基督和他所传的福音。
Let the Holy Spirit shines into our heart so we can receive Jesus and his gospel with the wisdom of God.
他是木匠的儿子。
He is the son of a carpenter.
他也是万王之王。
But he is also the King of Kings.
他也是我们个人的救主。
He is also our Savior.
我们一起来做祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
我们今天来到你的面前，我们愿圣灵的光照到我们每一个人的心里。
Today we come before you. May the light of your Holy Spirit shine into our hearts.
让我们真正看到我们自己的本相。
So we can see our true nature.
我们就是瞎眼的人。
We are blind.
我们就是被罪和死亡捆绑压制的奴隶。
We are enslaved by death and sin.
我们就是这样的软弱，我们就是注定沉沦、灭亡、绝望的人。
We are weak. We are destined to fall.
愿圣灵指教我们的心，让我们看清我们自己的本相。
May your Holy Spirit guide our hearts so we can see our true nature.
只有这样，我们才能够真正看见神。
Only then can we see God.
我们真正明白神的福音，神所传救赎的福音是何等的宝贵。
And we can see how precious is the gospel from God.
我们才能知道上帝给我们的爱是何等的宝贵，是我们不配得的。
Then we can understand how precious is the love of God. We are not worthy of it.
愿圣灵保守我们，让我们不要像那些拿撒勒人一样。
May the Holy Spirit keep us so we are not like those Nazarenes.
当圣灵的话，当神的话临到我们的心里。
When the word of God came into our hearts.
让我们紧紧地抓住。
Let us hold on to it.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not resist the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们就匍匐在主耶稣基督的面前。
Let us bow down before Jesus.
我们就说，上帝，我们现在就要你的怜悯。
And cry out, God, we need your mercy.
我们现在就要你的拯救。
We need your salvation right now.
你永远不要离开我们的生命。
Don't depart from us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.